Good morning, podcast audience. This is your podcaster, Ken Hodge, with a message to Columbus, Ohio, Citygate mail handlers. Now, no music this morning. I just want to talk to my fellow mail handlers, mail handler to mail handler. Listen, as I observe what's going on in our building, what I see is a group of mail handlers so dedicated to trying to get mail out that when we violate policy, management says nothing. But what we don't understand is that you think you're doing an excellent job going above and beyond, but what you're really doing is you are allowing management to establish a false baseline of productivity. Let me give you one example. We have the VGVs currently in Columbus, Ohio. Everybody knows that automated piece of equipment is going to take level 5 jobs from mail handler craft. It might not be today, but trust me, it's going to happen. And it is a natural progression. Automation comes in to relieve manual. So we have the VGVs in Columbus, Ohio. We know eventually they're going to take our jobs. But what I see on a daily basis is I see mail handlers hooking up BMCs, APCs to a VGV and having it pull that mail. Now, on the surface, you may ask yourself, well, what's wrong with that? And I want to respond to you that when you pull BMCs, they cannot be mixed with any other containerization of mail. So when you mix that APC with that BMC, you're showing management how much mail that VGV is pulling or dispatching every night, but you're doing it incorrectly. Does that make sense? So what I'm really asking is, when it gets to those VGVs, since they are a part of the operation, then let's make sure you load them properly. Don't hook BMCs up with APCs or cages and allow that VGV to dispatch it, because that's an improper hookup. And what happens is you do that with such consistency, now that is expected. So what I just said is now you are expected to violate safety policy, because again, in the mail handler's compliment to the mail handler, we understand that that mail needs to be dispatched. Management don't understand because they won't put enough personnel over there. So we get creative, we adapt and overcome, and then we start setting up our own configurations. And I want to say to you, I applaud the effort, but the effort has long-ranging damaging effects to the craft. Right here in Columbus, Ohio, the landscape is changing, and as employees, you want to be aware of that. And as with any landscape change, the gardeners always want to weed out those plants that they think stop effective growth of the rest of the landscape. Understand what it is I'm saying? And if you cannot understand that analogy, then it is not you I am addressing. I hear talk in Columbus, Ohio, that they're going to abolish the level 5 driving job position, tour 2 flats. Now, let me just say whether that's true or not, but just the fact that that position comes up as a possibility of being abolished shows that management has given up when it comes to mail handlers performing their jobs. And what I mean by that, a very important aspect of the mail handler craft is getting equipment for the clerks so when their flat runs or their DPS runs are completed, empty equipment is available for them to pack and dispatch that run. When management considers eliminating or abolishing a job that provides that service to the Tortue flat operation, they give up a vital part of the mail handler's craft. And I want to say this to you, you've already given that up in automation with respect to not having a Tortue driver there available to get equipment for the clerks. Columbus, Ohio management, through the process of time, has convinced mail handler leadership that clerks getting their own empty equipment is an integral part of the operation, and it is not, and it never will be. But in Columbus, Ohio, that seems to be the management philosophy. And I want to say to the mail handlers, with the introduction of AGVs, VGVs, and management leaning very heavily on the Lean Six Sigma concept of management, when I talk to you about these mail handler positions, understand we are no longer talking about growing the craft of mail handlers. Now all our conversation should be about maintaining the craft. So Columbus, Ohio mail handlers, if you sit back and allow that position to be abolished without some kind of fight, then you will sit back and watch many other level five jobs being abolished. Now, there are things we can do to slow down the elimination of the mail handler craft. And one of those things that we can do is learn your job. Learn that your job does not require you to operate in several different pay locations, unless the work in your bid area is no more. In other words, if there is no work in your area, then you will move wherever management moves you. But you have to stop allowing management to move you out of your area to assist in other areas when there's work in your area. You help management take away mail handler jobs when you do that without filing grievances for excessing improperly. And when I say excessing improperly, we all understand that when we shut down an area
or section,
that is strictly by juniority.
I'm talking about pay location.
Again, that is strictly by juniority.
The contract does not allow or make provisions
for management to pick and choose who they want to move out of an area. If they close down the APC, I'm sorry, if they close down the apps, then they form everybody in the apps out by juniority, not by I need a driver to stay. No, that is a strictly a juniority basis. And if you are moved out of your area and you're not the junior person, then that's a grievable offense. And mail handlers in Columbus, Ohio, you have to be aware of that, and you have to fight that now before you do it with such regularity that it is no longer even considered a grievable offense. And to the outstanding mail handlers in Columbus, Ohio, and believe me, I do mean that you perform, the mail handlers in Columbus, Ohio, perform an outstanding task in spite of a lot of times poor leadership. But you have to understand your ability or your instinctive natures to violate safety protocol as far as how you hook up APCs or BMCs to pull them, to pull, as far as how level fours arbitrarily just get on pieces of pit equipment and drive. That kind of action, on one hand, is to be applauded, but on the other hand, understand that your actions are going to be the actions that allow management to eliminate level five jobs in Columbus, Ohio. I'm saying we're doing a excellent job, but you have to slow down a little bit and understand that your excellent job is going to cancel out additional mail handler bids because you currently do level five work as a level four mail handler for free and for your own convenience. And I'm saying we have to address that and change your work attitude. if you are a level four. Do not get on a piece of equipment if you are not authorized. Last but definitely not least, to the mail handlers or to all postal employees in Columbus, Ohio, you have new leadership, as I spoke about earlier in this podcast when I talked to you about the changing landscape. Well, the new leadership now are report and number driven. Every hour, SDOs have to send in reports to the senior MDO. And again, those reports deal primarily with productivity. Nobody's actually looking at the level or quality of service. If we are providing poor service but excellent productivity, then the post office will be happy. And their happiness is going to be the same happiness that's going to allow private industry to come in and take the postal service into the private sector. Because we provide a quality service to the public. And as postal management gets further and further away from that concept and gravitate more towards strictly being a production operation, the public suffers because we're giving them more mail, but we're probably giving them mail that don't belong to their house. We're misdelivering mail. But as we look at it from an organization, as long as the productivity meets what the goal is, then the post office seems to be okay. And I'm going to tell you again, that level of okay is going to be the level that allows private industry to come in and take over the postal service.
You know, I think it's funny, or not funny, I'm actually impressed that folks in Columbus keep me informed on such a level that in the process of me preparing this podcast for Columbus, Ohio, I've just been informed that I guess one of the Tour 1 SDOs, and I'm not going to mention name because it may not be accurate, has just been walked out of the building for some type of harassment allegations. I hope it ain't true. I don't wish bad on anybody. But that information just came to me. So if you work in Columbus, Ohio, I guess the Tour 1 supervisor that's normally seen, that's not being seen, might be the supervisor in question. Just trying to keep you up to date with relevant postal information. Have a great day, and we're going to work it out.